John Lyne joins us now. He is president and CEO of the HSC Foundation. And often you'll ask, well, the dollars during the radiothons that we do, where do they go? Well, John, I would suggest that some of those dollars go to things like what you're announcing today.
Yeah, today was another great day for the people of Manitoba, I would argue, that, you know, we announced a $3 million chair, a joint partnership with the University of Manitoba, funded by the generosity of donors, and that we've established a chair in technology for assisted living. And you might say, well, what's that? In short, technology for assisted living is virtual care, and the essence of it is giving Manitobans the opportunity to live their best lives in their own homes for as long as possible. And we're pleased to announce that Dr. Jackie Rupat, from the Professor of Occupational Therapy in the College of Rehab Sciences, is the inaugural chair of this important research work that will, again, benefit all Manitobans.
This is $3 million research chair. UM's contribution is $1.5 million. HEC Foundation donors contribute to $1.5 million as well. And the good doctor joins us now here on 680 CJOB. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
What will this allow you to do?
Wow. Well, this will allow me to really help Manitobans. I think we're really hopeful and excited about how technology can be a catalyst for providing services where people want to receive their services, in their homes and in their communities.
And that can sometimes be difficult for seniors. Now, we'll grow a generation who will never not know having a smartphone in their hand. But the elderly right now never had, you know, some of them never had running water or electricity, and now are trying to, you know, live a life where they've gone through a pandemic and perhaps couldn't see a doctor or those kinds of things. And I would imagine that the advent, for example, of pushing a button to let emergency services know that you've fallen was sort of the beginning of the technology. But there's, I'm sure, a heck of a lot more on the horizon as we speak to our technology analysts who go to these big conferences in Las Vegas, for example.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, people are really wanting to age in place and live in their homes and get the supports they need there. And that does mean that sometimes they're using technology. So even just things like all the new smart home technologies that are available, voice activated assistants that can help people control lights and thermostats and security systems and so on. The safety and monitoring devices that are available now, wearable devices, fall detection sensors, all kinds of things that can alert services if people need some help, but also just make them feel more comfortable, more in control of their own lives and improve their own quality of life.
The aspects of artificial intelligence, tell us about that.
Well, it's certainly a place to watch, I think, in terms of how we're going to be able to use artificial intelligence and how people are going to be able to use AI to really improve decision-making, improve access to different aspects of their lives. So it's really up and coming, and I think it's just at the beginning. You know, certainly it's built into the smart speakers and how people are controlling things within their environments, but I think we're going to see a lot more of it. And it's exciting to kind of see where this is all going to go.
And John, we have to realize that by 2026, more than one in five of us will be over the age of 65. And this is a dynamic shift that we are seeing in the population that I'm not sure all governments are ready for. We know that it's coming in the horizon here, but there is this national shift that has to take place. And this chair contributes to that larger type of conversation and research that we need.
There's no question about it. This is the way healthcare is going. It is not a replacement for conventional care, that being virtual care, but it's a powerful enhancement. And the technology for assisted living chair speaks to that from a research perspective. And there's no question, you know, virtual care is something that became it was necessary during the pandemic in many instances through, I know, HSE. There was many avenues for the COVID-19 program that allowed people to recover at home, to free up hospital beds when the system was under significant duress. So these things are happening now. And again, our foundation, through the generosity of our donors, are pleased to partner with U of M to accelerate discussion and advances in research on this, because it's inevitable outcome for the delivery of healthcare. And we're going to be part of that and on the forefront of that.
And John, if you can keep them out of hospital beds and at home, everyone's happier. And all of this is also thanks in part to Canada Life.
Exactly. Canada Life are one of the lead sponsors for the now the Canada Life Smart Suite that Dr. Rapat and her colleagues toured us through today. In addition, our board chair, Tina Jones, HSCF board member Ray Bouchard and his family, and the Enns brothers family, Vic and Dave, were supporters of it, along with many others. So again, it takes community to support these things, to get behind them, and we're very grateful that Manitobans are as generous as they are.
John, appreciate the time. Dr. Rapat, thank you so very much for joining us, and we look forward to further conversations on this.
Thank you.
Dr. Jackie Rapat is Associate Professor of Occupational Therapy and has taken over the new position as Endowed Chair in Leadership in Technology for Assisted Living. John Lyon, President and CEO of the HSC Foundation, joining us live to 444 on 680 CJOB.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.